Well, hello, people.
Oh, that's so nice.
I forgot to turn this off. Okay, yes, I was watching Friends. I love Friends, and I'm so excited about the reunion, but okay, that's not a topic today here. But how was everyone doing? And I hope everyone is doing good, killing it in their lives. I hope that. And if you're not, please do. So, today I want to talk about Palestine and Palestinians and Israel and all that. So, okay, sorry about that. Some people think Israel is defending itself. Okay, now all those people who think Israel is defending itself should really, really look up its meaning. What the hell is defense? Killing child, also not child, children, and telling that, and not telling that, just putting it out like they have no ounce of fear in them. They do not fear any consequences because U.S., the powerful country of the powerful country. Okay, I have not been doing this, so I may stutter while because I'm trying to piece together sentences. But because USA, the powerful nation, is on their side, funding them, and they have their back, they fear nothing. They are literally killing children. Children's, what have they done wrong to them? And they go out and say, we are going to keep doing this until there is complete silence. How is that taken? I mean, how is this, that sentence does not hurt a nature? I mean, a normal human being. I mean, understand how you would think Israel is defending itself by, you know, he did not fire first, but he is keeps firing on. Then I cannot begin to say this. Literally, they're going out of the way and saying we're gonna fire this building. They are firing in the private residential areas, in the medical area, so they cannot even heal. They had one that COVID center, they fired it. So what? So just he just want to kill the people and the land and everything. How does that not, I don't know, make you feel anything? Like people don't have hearts now? It's really a question. And it's not that this is today. This has been going on for years. And the main point, the main thing is Israel is appetite. I don't know, this is just word going around, but that it is ethnic cleansing, and it's not from today. It has been going on for years. And people are voicing their voice from years, and you and all the people who say Israel is defending it hasn't said a shit about them all these years. And now when it is like, I mean, I don't know, fight or flee, when they are literally going to be extinct, there is like nothing remaining, they're killing everything and each and everything. Forget the living thing. I mean, look at the videos and stuff. I mean, if you don't believe in media, then go on the snap and look at it, of the people's stories. They are dying. And if the Hamas or something fired something on that, and talking about Israel, they have the best defense system. Look at the casualties. And they're saying, we want to defend yourself from what? They don't even have the kind of weapons like they have. They started with this when they started, you know, acquiring, literally illegally occupying the lands of the Sheikh Jarrah and all things. They started this in the holy month of Ramadan, in when they were firing the bullets. How do you fire when someone is praying in their holy land, in the holy, you know, mosque or church, anything? How do you do that? And then call it self-defense? How was, I mean, what the hell is wrong with people? People are morally, not morally dead, morally corrupt. They are morally dead. Literally, I don't understand. I mean, if you want to support, just first at least know the entire thing about it. Just because you hate Muslims or you hate Israelis or you hate Jews does not justify whatever that is going on. I mean, I would only appeal and I would only say that first learn about it. They are children. They have not even learned. There was this 2-year-old child here. I don't know.